Hello, welcome to Refreshing Truth, the weekly podcast for River of Life Lutheran Church here in Goodyear, Arizona. My name is Pastor Lincoln Albrecht, and God's word for this Sunday is from 1 John chapter 5, beginning in verse 13. I'll read that now. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of him. This is the word of our God. Mercy and peace are yours in abundance through Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Amen. For anybody who has ever prayed the same prayer over and over and over again, over the course of many months or even years, Jesus' parable about prayer in Luke 18, the parable of the widow who's seeking justice from the judge who just doesn't care, well, it can feel like salt in a wound. It stings to hear about this woman who's been deprived of justice, forced to plea over and over again, grant me justice against my adversary. For too many of us, we know the pain, the frustration, and the desperation embedded in that poignant cry. It distresses us even more to hear that the one person who could do something, the town judge, refused to do what was so obviously right for so long. Of course, eventually she wears him down. Eventually she gets justice. Eventually the judge does what he should have done in the first place. But why should it take so much effort, so much pleading for the right thing to happen? Perhaps this parable about prayer does little to inspire you to pray more persistently. If anything, maybe it feels like it's snuffing out your desire to be persistent in prayer. If that's the case, might I encourage you to hear what Jesus is saying and not what it might sound like he's insinuating? It will make all the difference. You see, that earthly story with a heavenly meaning does not have two figures reflected in it. It's just one. Jesus wants us to pray like the persistent widow. Jesus' point is not that our God is anything like that judge. That should be obvious to us when Jesus describes that judge as someone who doesn't fear God or care what people think. Our God is nothing like that judge. God invites us to pray. In fact, he commands it. Couple that with the fact that God never answers our prayers because we keep bothering him or because he's afraid that we're going to attack him, as the judge in that story was. This judge and our God have nothing in common, and we should know better by now. But what you and I know to be true, and what we feel to be real, are often at odds with each other. Jesus wants us to see that if a wicked, selfish, easily influenced judge will eventually do the right thing, do you really think the righteous judge of the living and the dead will not? The point that Jesus is driving home is that people are persistent in pleading for justice even when their cries are falling upon disinterested ears. And God hears us. His ears are attentive to our cry, so believers should not give up so quickly. Yet sometimes we do wonder if God hears us. We know in our heads that prayer is powerful and effective. But in our hearts, at times, we wonder if that's really true for us in that moment. We're far too quick to give up on praying. And that is why these words from 1 John are so pivotal to our understanding and practice of prayer. God hears us when we pray. Twice, John says, God hears us when we pray in rapid succession. Why? Well, because the Holy Spirit, who is God and inspired these words from John and also helps us when we don't know what to pray, wants us as God's people to have confidence in prayer. to have confidence in our standing before God and in our ability to approach Him in prayer. God hears us when we pray every single time, even when we don't know what to pray for, even when our prayers fail to see the big picture, even when we come to Him filled with frustration. God hears us when we pray. Do you believe that? Are you confident when you pray that God is hearing you? Are you confident that God hears you when you have been praying for a long time for healing or relief, and it doesn't come? Are you confident that God hears you when you cast your financial, your family, your church cares upon Him, and things just stay the same or go from bad to worse? Are you confident that God hears you when you pray and then you look around and see others enjoying the very blessings that you've been praying for? They don't seem to recognize where these blessings come from. They don't seem to understand what God would want them to do with it. Are you confident that God hears you when you offer these prayers? At times, we are not too certain. At times, we pray with all the confidence of a quarterback tossing up a Hail Mary. You know, the clock's running down. We're feeling desperate. We pray with a "what do I have to lose" attitude rather than any real confidence. See, no quarterback throws a Hail Mary with the confidence that you and I ought to have in prayer. They throw it out of desperation. And we know this because of when Hail Marys happen. If they were confident, they would throw a Hail Mary on the very first play of the game. Not just when time has almost run out. This is not how your Lord wants you to pray. God wants you to pray with certainty, with total confidence that God hears you when you pray. Do you pray with this confidence? I suspect that a large portion of our uncertainty, our doubt, and even our skepticism when it comes to prayer isn't so much about whether or not God hears our prayers. I have a hunch that there is a part of us that wonders if God hears our words like we hear His words. Do you know what I mean? I mean, there are plenty of times that we hear God's word and fail to do what it says with any urgency. For example, God tells us to trust in Him and lean not on our own understanding, but how many times do we just go with our gut or what we think is going to get us what we want rather than allowing God's word to be a light for our path? God commands us to keep the Sabbath day holy and the marriage bed pure, and we hear Him. But so often our desire for instant gratification, a little more financial security, leads us to disregard Him because it's getting in the way of what we think we need right now. God tells us to respect all those in authority, but we prefer to point out all their flaws and ridicule and scorn those God has established. God tells husbands to love their wives sacrificially, wives to submit to their husbands as they would to Christ, children to honor their parents. And we hear God, but we act as if God is talking to somebody else. We hear God, but we tell Him, yeah, we'll love them, we'll submit to them, we'll honor them when they get their lives together, when they become worthy. We hear God, but we don't do what He says. In so many areas of life, we hear what God says in His word, but we tend to procrastinate and put what He commands on the back burner. It's not that we don't think it will ever be valuable. It's just not our priority, not right now. So when God doesn't respond to our prayers, when and how we think He ought to, there's a part of us that suspects He's treating our words the way that we treat His word. Because that's what we would do. Because that's what we know we deserve. God shouldn't listen to any of our prayers when we consider how many of His commands we've set aside. But our relationship with God has never been tit for tat. God commands sinners to pray without ceasing. But when Jesus' disciples came to him and asked him to teach them to pray, he didn't say to them, you know, we've got to get your lives cleaned up first. You've got to live spotlessly before you start praying. No, God has always commanded sinners who believe in Jesus to pray. Jesus is why we have eternal life. Jesus' life, death, and resurrection gives us the confidence in our eternal standing and our present ability to approach God in prayer. We can be confident in praying to God because we know that God has come to us first. We know that God did not send his son into this world to condemn the world, but to save the world through his life, his death, and his resurrection. We know the love that the Father has lavished upon us in sending his son to be our substitute and savior. We can be confident in approaching God because we know what the Son of God did when he came into this world. Think about all the pleas that Jesus heard, all the requests that people brought to him day after day. Jesus heard every single one. But there was never a sick person he turned away. There was never a blind individual he put on the back burner. Jesus heard them all and healed them all. And he didn't just put them on the road to recovery the way our modern medicine does. No, he restored them completely. This is the power the God who hears our prayers has. And Jesus did not just heal the people who really deserve to be healed, whatever that might mean. You remember last week's gospel reading, right? 10 lepers came to Jesus crying out in a loud voice, Jesus, Master, have pity on us. Jesus healed all 10. Being the Son of God, we know that Jesus knew what was in each person. He knew that 9 of them were not going to return praising God as loudly as they had cried for his help. But he didn't give the other 9 some placebo, some temporary cure from leprosy. But they were healed just as completely as the one who returned thanking and worshiping Jesus. In John 5, we see that Jesus healed a paralyzed man at the pool called Bethesda, even though that man had no idea who Jesus was. God has never heard our prayers because we have earned his ear. God hears our prayers because he loves us and has made us his children through the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Jesus earned that designation for us through his suffering and death. There on Calvary, our Christ cried out to our Heavenly Father, my God, why have you forsaken me? As he was being stricken, smitten, and afflicted for our wickedness and sinfulness. And in that moment, God the Father did not hear his dearly beloved Son. In that moment, the Son of God suffered the agonies of hell. He experienced the wrath of a righteous God against all of mankind's sin. Jesus endured death in its fullest sense so that we might have eternal life, so that we might be confident. And you are. You are confident that Christ came for you. You are certain that Jesus died on the cross for your sins. You are sure that he has risen and sits at the right hand of the Father as your advocate. Do you really think that Christ would sacrifice all that and then forget about you? Do you really think that the God that has answered all the demands of the law in your place has put your needs on the back burner? Do you really think the Prince of Peace has piled your petitions up on his desk in heaven and might get around to it someday? And this is the God who made heaven and earth with just his words. He is the Lord of infinite knowledge, power, and presence. This is the God who hears you. God hears you each and every single time you pray. Your good and gracious and faithfully loving Lord hears your prayers about your health, about your finances, about your family, and about your church. Your good and gracious and faithful Father knows all your struggles, is well acquainted with your fears and your tears before you even utter a word. God hears you, and he will answer all of your prayers in the perfect way, at the perfect time, according to his perfect plan of salvation. So let God's perfect love drive out any fear or doubt or skepticism you may have about prayer. Look at Christ crucified when you are troubled, when you lack confidence, then be certain that God does indeed love you. Someone who loves you that much, who has sacrificed everything for you, who has kept every single one of his promises every single time, no matter what's going on, no matter what's changed, that is someone you can believe in. Someone you should trust. That's who hears your prayers every single time. Now, it may be that the answer to your prayer for restored physical, relational, or financial health is no. Or just not right now. It's never because God doesn't love you. God is love. And God can use even the worst things in this world to draw you closer to him. To teach you to rely more on his power rather than yours. His mercy. His grace. This Lord is blessing you with the ability to bear what previously seemed unbearable. It could also be that your wise and loving Heavenly Father is positioning and preparing you through what seems like a setback at this moment to be able to share encouragement, confidence with someone else. It may be that your fervent prayers are for your family to know Christ or your church to grow. God's response to these prayers is repeated again and again in the scriptures. God wants all people to be saved. He wants his church to grow spiritually and numerically. In fact, this is the only reason that Jesus has not returned yet to judge the living and the dead. God is patient because he wants all people to be saved. His patience has the singular purpose of gathering together all those that he has loved since before the creation of the world. As much as you might think you care about your unbelieving family members or your church and its struggles, God loves each of them infinitely more. And this is why we can be persistent and confident in our prayers, because we're not begging for justice from a judge who doesn't care about us. But we're begging for our righteous God to do what's right. For our God to do his will, which is exactly what he promised he would do. We are praying to our Father who is in heaven, whose name is hallowed, whose will is perfect, whose love is steadfast. This is the God who is listening to all our prayers, and here is his promise. From Isaiah chapter 65. Before they call, I will answer. While they are still speaking, I will hear. Amen.